She's dead, and what is it?
And she's mourning.
Uh-huh. And someone to comfort her might say, now everything will be all right, so there's no need for you to...
worry about it.
Diseases or afflictions, the one where the joints of your hand or your shoulder or your back get stiff.
Rheumatism.
Uh-huh. Is that ever called anything else?
Well, rheumatics and... I can't think right now.
How about the one where your hands...
Arthritis.
Uh-huh. The disease that used to be common in infants, where there was a membrane that formed in the throat.
Diphtheria.
Uh-huh. The one where the patient turned yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
And the one that makes a sore spot right
there. Appendicitis.
Now this isn't very delicate, but if you eat something that doesn't agree to you, agree with you, and it just goes round and round and round in your stomach.
It upsets your stomach, sour stomach, gas on your stomach.
Anything else you might say? He is...
nauseated.
Yeah, and if this continues, you may have to...
to vomit.
Uh-huh. Is the expression sick at his stomach or sick to his stomach?
Sick at his stomach. Yeah.
If your children misbehave, let's say small children misbehave, and you caution them, and they do it again, you say, now, if you do that again, I'm going to...
spank you.
If a man comes to the door and he gives you information that, oh, say you won $100, and someone says, did he come and give you... why did he come? Did he come to grease the car or take the car to the gas station? You might say, no, he just came...
to borrow some money.
Okay. If a boy goes to see a girl and takes flowers and candy, you say he's...
generous.
And what is his relation to the girl, would you say?
Well, he's fond of her.
And what is he doing here?
Well, I guess he's courting her.
Uh-huh. And then he would be called her
sweetheart,
and she would be called
his sweetheart.
If the two are engaged, then he is her